This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. and the Rajya Sabha till 12 noon following repeated disruption by opposition members over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over NEET paper leak issue. When the Lok Sabha began its proceedings at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of alleged police action during students' protest. The opposition members were demanding a statement from Union Home Minister Amit Shah on alleged police action during students' protests. Mr. Birla urged all members to cooperate in running the House, saying that disruption during question hour is not appropriate. As the pandemonium continued, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. The Rajya Sabha has also been adjourned till 12 noon over the same issue. When the House assembled at 11 a.m., the ministers laid papers on the table of the House. The report of the department-related parliamentary standing committee on housing and urban affairs was tabled. Then Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan took up the zero hour amid opposition uproar. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge raised the matter of alleged theft of donations from the Ayodhya Ram temple. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Congress and Samajwadi Party, which opposed the Ram temple in Ayodhya, are now attempting to mislead the public by staging a drama regarding the alleged theft of donations. Mr. Rijiju said the House belongs to everyone and the main opposition party, Congress, is misusing the time allotted to them. The opposition members came to the well demanding a reply from Union Home Minister Amit Shah on alleged police action against students. As the ruckus continued, the chairman adjourned the House till 12 noon. The National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party's weekly strategy meeting, known as Mangal Milan, was held at Parliament House today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and other leaders were present at the meeting. MPs from Trinamool's breakaway faction, the newly formed Nationalist Citizens Party of India, also attended the alliance meeting. The BJP today accused the Congress and other opposition of disrupting the proceedings of the monsoon session of Parliament. Briefing the media in New Delhi this morning, BJP National Spokesperson Sambit Patra claimed that the opposition had not participated in discussions on important bills which passed successfully in the houses for the benefit of citizens. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall today over parts of Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim. The weather system is likely to impact several districts of Assam. More from our Guwahati correspondent.
The IMD has also issued a yellow warning for most districts of Nagaland bordering Assam, which could impact Saraideo, Sivasagar, Jorhat and Golaghat districts. The Assam State Disaster Management Authority has urged people in the concerned districts to take all necessary precautions and remain vigilant. Meanwhile, with the flood situation improving and floodwaters receding in the worst affected districts of Sivasagar, Jorhat, Saraideo and Golaghat, most inmates of the relief camps have returned to their homes. However, around 11,000 people continue to stay in relief camps in Sivasagar district. With two more flood-related deaths reported yesterday, the death toll in the state has risen to 87. Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
According to the Met Department, parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Kerala, Mahe, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh are also likely to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the day. Meanwhile, the flood situation in Odisha continues to improve, with the Mahanadi and other major rivers receding steadily. Delhi Traffic Police has put in place special traffic arrangements and diversions in the southern range today in view of the Chelum procession. Sharing an advisory, the Delhi Traffic Police has noted that traffic congestion and slow movement are expected on Aurobindo Marg, Lodhi Road, Ring Road, BP Marg and adjoining roads from 2 p.m. onwards. It has advised commuters to plan their journey in advance, allowing extra time. In badminton, Indian shuttlers began their campaign at the Korea Masters, a BWF Super 300 tournament in Asan today. Tushar Suvir lost to Shogo Ogawa of Japan 21-10, 21-17 in the qualifiers round of men's singles. Men's doubles pair of Krishna Prasad Garaga and Prithvi Krishnamurthy Roy will meet Thai combination in the opening round today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.